Hi, this is Mike McAnally with Getting Real with Real Estate, all things buying, building, and selling real estate. Welcome back. Today, I'm very honored and pleasure to have with me Tripp Costum from Costum Floors. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, like the company, how it got started, a little bit about Costum Floors.
So Costum Floors is a family-owned business. We've been here for 72 years. My grandfather started it. My grandmother started it in 1948. So we started as a lumber mill. My grandfather doing sales, my grandmother running the internal part, and as we went through, kind of evolved into doing more specialty type things, and then we got into flooring and got with a few builders. You know, the trim guys were laying floor at that point back then, and we started developing a niche and started to just do hardwood floors.
So y'all were in the Richmond area since that long ago.
Absolutely. So it's put a lot of hardwood floors in Richmond, especially, you know, up and down in this area. So my grandmother kind of ran the inside of the office and my grandfather did the sales outside. You know, they from all that, my dad got involved in 1970. We kind of branched out into some commercial bids, some commercial jobs. Philip Morris, that was one of them.
Yeah.
But it was a, you know, it's been a pretty good little ride there with the commercial work, builder work, retail. So we have a lot of families that work here, not just Costins, but Harveys and a lot of different parents that work here, then their children will come through. So it's been, I would say, a challenge.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a lot.
Awesome,
it is cool. Yeah. So like Christmas time, Thanksgiving, we have Thanksgiving dinner here and Christmas, and you look at, you know, there's two or three actual last names are the same when we give out checks. There's a lot of groupings of names that are the same. It also brings a different dynamic than most workplaces, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun.
Yeah. And, you know, with me being with Central Virginia Real Estate and LaGault Homes, of course, we use you guys for our flooring. This showroom's awesome, by the way.
Looks
amazing.
Thank you.
How about other locations? Do y'all have any other locations in Richmond side just here?
We do. So we have a property management business that we have a building just the other side of the Diamond.
Okay.
Out on it's Hermitage Road.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a location down at the beach, right off 13, down in Virginia Beach on the other side of the tunnel, which is new last year.
Okay.
We had a south side location and that was strictly retail that we kind of brought back in this past year. A lot of the retail work is more, I don't want to say shop at home, that's the wrong, but the location wasn't being used as much as the people going out to the house, so
I just
brought them back in.
So let's talk about some of the trends for today. Like, what are some things that people want to know about, some things you're seeing, the difference in products?
So probably over the last 2-3 years, that rustic look has really has gotten crazy. Now people are getting a little bit cleaner with the grading of the hardwood, so to speak. That's more of a thing. Grays are still good, but it's not the gray. It's kind of a brown with a little bit of gray into it. That's become more popular. Wider widths,
wider planks.
Carpet's kind of taken a step back, and more area rugs and hard surfaces definitely move forward. LVPs and laminates have just absolutely taken off.
What are LVPs?
So luxury vinyl plank, LVP is a term they use, so nobody has to use the word vinyl, but everybody says it's not your grandmother's vinyl anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's a waterproof product that that has a great look, a lot of durability. It's very economical. It's got a lot of value in the price point. Laminates are coming on. I think laminates are probably going to overtake LVPs here in the market shortly just because of the look. The definition that you're allowed to get you're able to get with a laminate product. So those are probably the two movers. I mean, ceramic tile is always going to be stable. I think it'll always have a place in a market. But kind of the one that's really getting hurt now is the old roll linoleum vinyl mm-hmm. product, and the carpet's kind of getting hurt.
Yeah.
But hard surface is definitely moving on up.
You know, it's funny, it's because I see a lot of times with new builds and just in people's homes, friends' houses that do hardwood all downstairs, but then they cover it all up with carpet, like throw rugs, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why not? Why do that? But I get it. How about the difference between, like, because this is one thing with our clients, hardwood and engineered. Everybody says, you know, is this engineered wood? Is it hardwood? Talk to us a little bit about what that means and what the real difference between engineered and hardwood is.
So engineered in wood is just a term. It's a, you know, when you take layers of roll goods, so to speak, and put them together and mm-hmm. laminate them together into an engineered hardwood floor, that's the engineered wood of, I want to say, old. Now they're starting to talk about engineered wood where it's kind of the laminate of old, but the next generation, or maybe two or three generations after that, where the product itself is 100% wood, but they've used engineering to be able to develop it and put it together into a quote-unquote engineered wood. So it's two different things. Meanings are very similar. They're both wood products that have been engineered to be able to come up with a final end result. But hardwood now is meant as a solid hardwood.
Yeah.
Engineered wood should be more of the laminated products put together. And then you get the LVPs, which is just a vinyl product, which helps it become so much resistant to moisture, water, that type of thing. And they've divided them up. There's so many different things out there, so many different. It's one of the things with our showroom. We have a whole area now that we used to use for commercial, we used to use for builder selections, that has been totally taken over with the LVPs and the laminates. Mm. There's just so many of those out there now. So, I mean, there's a ton of selection in it.
So engineered wood is really just all the chips and things that go all wood product. I mean, it's all wood, but it has a piece of laminate on the top.
Correct. And I would say the best thing about engineered wood is you need to ask the way they're being. If you hear about an engineered wood, you probably just need to ask.
Okay.
Because it can be told numerous ways to you. You kind of want to get out of the way marketing is done that way and actually find out what it is. Because people can talk about an engineered wood mm-hmm. and it be the engineered of old. And they can also talk about an engineered wood that's kind of a laminated product with a high density core with, you know, a picture of wood on top with that. Not that it's bad, it's just different.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful on that.
So, yeah, because I have a lot of clients that come in, and of course our models, you know, some of our models we do the engineered, some of them we do the real hardwood, and people come in and they're like, hey, is this laminate? And I'm like, no, it's not. It's the engineered. So
right.
there's that thin line and really be able to, you know, not kind of mislead, but tell people exactly what it is and have them check into it.
Yeah, it's definitely important to go that next level of explanation.
Sure.
And also to be able to use it as a, you know, so people just become more educated on the product. I think they'll, at the end of the day, they'll be happier by spending a little bit more time explaining that more.
Gotcha. How about, to go back to the original question, is there anything new? Is there anything new coming out or something state-of-the-art that's going to be happening with floors, anything, or is it all just kind of standard and kind of just moving forward with different colors and trends?
Well, I mean, I think going back to the waterproof laminates, the LVPs,
yeah.
I mean, the way that's kind of taken over the market, mm-hmm. you know, I heard somebody describe it the other day. It's kind of like the way pre-finish took over the unfinished wood market. Mm. Those two products have kind of taken over that hard surface market.
I got you.
They're probably, innovation-wise, not cheap, but value-wise, mm-hmm. for the money you spend on it versus the look, the wider widths, the long lengths of boards, the high definition picture that's on it, I would say revolutionary for our industry.
Yeah.
And
you're getting into more woods now and laminates instead of carpet. People are just getting away from carpet, period.
Yeah.
I get it. So how about maintenance? So like for your floors that you put in, What kind of warranty? Do y'all do warranty with your?
Yep, it's a lifetime. So the lifetime warranties, maintenance wise, I mean, on a hard surface product, you don't want to put a whole lot on top. They do so much now with these factory finishes where you don't need to do a whole lot of top coats down the road. The old school floors, you wax once a year or what have you, or you have to go in and recoat after 3 to 5 years, depending on where. That's not the case anymore. It's more of a less is more. Dust mops, that type of thing. The less moisture you put on there. I mean, we're not string mopping and, swabbing the deck anymore,
For sure.
So, I mean, maintenance-wise, they're not no maintenance,
wet
but they're
jets
less.
And Swiffer sweepers.
That's right. And just leave them on, call them a day. You can probably do more damage trying to do too much to them than leaving the things alone.
Yeah.
Which is why it's taking over the market. I mean, you're not vacuuming stuff every day.
Love it. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for giving us some time today. I appreciate it. I know you're a busy guy. Of course, like I said, this place is awesome. If you haven't had a chance to come check out Costume Forge Showroom right off Mayland, it's amazing. And I live right across the street, so it's easy for me to get there.
Oh, there you go.
So I love that. Well, thank you once again. This is Mike McNally with Central Virginia Realty. We're never too busy for your referrals. LeGault Homes, custom built just for you. Once again, thank you. Do us a favor. Tell people how they can reach you.
So online at costumefloors.com or our main number, 804-527-2929. We're at 9840 Mayland Drive, just off Gaskins in Broad Street.
Love it. Trip Costin, everybody. Thank you, Trip.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.